Hello. Thank you for joining us today on the third day of the Feast of Tabernacles. My name is Tom Lane with Sabbath Bible Study. During the Feast of Tabernacles, we celebrate the kingdom of God as we celebrate the feast. During that future time when righteousness will define all that is done by the government, righteousness will extend to equity. Righteousness is not something that this world today knows. And the equity known by the world today is not based in righteousness. Yet equity will be a huge part of the righteousness that is government in the kingdom of God. Psalm 98 encourages the reader to sing a new song to the Lord who has done marvelous things leading to victory. Salvation in the sight of heathen. It is God who has shown mercy to his people, who will come to judge the earth, the world with righteousness, and the people with equity. Psalm 98, verse 1. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Lord, the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity. Equity is Strong's Hebrew word 4339, meshor, meaning evenness, agreement, prosperity, upright, equal, equity. Imagine living in a world where righteousness and equity are connected, where no one is judged in any way except for the content of their character. As a retired public educator, I have heard more than enough times that something is not fair, with myself often replying, life isn't fair, because that is the nature of the world we live in. But imagine living in a world where there is an evenness, where one person does not hold an advantage over another person because of family wealth. Imagine a world where even if there are differences in family wealth, there is not class warfare. Imagine living in a world where poverty is largely not seen, and because of that, prosperity becomes common. Imagine living in a world where what is valued in a person is solely the content of their character and nothing else, not even their wealth. Imagine living in a world where people are not considered to be less than and where any person has the same opportunity as anyone else. Today, these are only the best of ideals that often go unfulfilled. In the kingdom of God, equity will be linked to righteousness. Equity and righteousness are so out of step with the world we live in today that even prophecy shows this. For instance, when the daughter of the king of the south comes to the king of the north to make an agreement, overlooked in the translation is equity, because the same Hebrew word for equity, meshar, is used for agreement. Daniel also shows that while the agreement will lead to a temporary form of human equity, it will not last, as the daughter of the king of the south does not stay long in any form of power or negotiating position. Daniel 11, verse 5. And the king of the south shall be strong, and one of his princes, and he shall be strong above him and have dominion. His dominion shall be a great dominion. And at the end of the years, they shall join themselves together, for the king's daughter of the south shall come to the king of the north to make an agreement. But she shall not retain the power of the arm, neither shall he stand, nor his arm. But she shall be given up, and they that brought her, and he that begat her, and he that strengthened her in these times. Isaiah writes of those who will live in eternity and describes those who walk righteously and speak uprightly. Again, uprightly is translated from that very same Hebrew word, meshar, showing equity, is again linked to righteousness. How is that righteousness linked? By despising profits made through oppression, by refusing to have any part of bribery, by refusing to listen to what takes life, by refusing to accept what is evil. These are the people who will live in eternity, and because we seek eternal life in the kingdom of God, those are the qualities we must be striving for today. Isaiah 33, verse 14. The sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness hath surprised the hypocrites. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? He that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, he that despiseth the gain of oppressions, that shaketh his hands from holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, and shutteth his eyes from seeing evil. He shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks. Bread shall be given to him. His waters shall be pure. Isaiah later writes of a time when strong nations will be subservient to Israel, at a time when they deny the existence of God, because during this time, God will seem to be out of sight as they worship idols. Yet it will be Israel who will be saved with eternal salvation, as God reveals that why he does not do in darkness, but in the light of righteousness, declaring those things that are right. Again, the Hebrew word meshar, showing that with God, equity makes things right. Isaiah 45, verse 14. Thus saith the Lord, the labor of Egypt and merchandise of Ethiopia and of the Sabaeans, men of stature, shall come over thee, and they shall be thine, and they shall come after thee. In chains they shall come over, and they shall fall down unto thee. They shall make supplication unto thee, saying, surely God is in thee, and there is none else. There is no God. Verily, thou art a God that hidest thyself, O God of Israel, thy Savior. They shall be ashamed and also confused, all of them. They shall go to the confusion together that are makers of idols. But Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. You shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. The book of Psalms shows God's eternal nature, his triumph over evil, and how righteousness and uprightness, or equity, will be the standards used by God to judge the world and people. Today, righteousness and equity are not the standards that are used. If there has ever been any thought that what is happening today is not right by any person, whether they realize it or not, they are really crying out for the establishment of the kingdom of God. Psalm 9, verse 1. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. When my enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence, for thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou sittest in the throne, judging right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen, thou hast destroyed the wicked, thou hast put out their name forever and ever. O thou enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end, and thou hast destroyed cities. Their memorial is perished with them. But the Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment. And he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. When considering what is happening here on earth, God looks at what is happening through a lens of equity, of things being equal. God expects he will see acts of sincere religious faith that is matched with sincere religious faith. God will not allow phoniness to be part of the kingdom of God. Psalm 17, verse 1. Hear the right, O Lord. Attend unto my cry. Give ear unto my prayer that goeth not out of feigned lips. Let my sentence come forth from thy presence. Let thine eyes behold the things that are equal. When God judges the people righteously in the kingdom of God, it will be a time for the creation to rejoice. During this present time, the creation seems to be in trouble. Now we have stormy weather appearing in the skies, and during this future time, it will be like the skies are happy and at peace. The ocean waves will roar, but not due to menacing hurricanes, typhoons, or cyclones, but due to the natural ocean currents that are vital to the world. No more will the fields be stressed through over-harvesting or drought conditions. In the kingdom of God, it will be like even the fields are happy. Forests will not catch fire, nor will disease blight trees. The kingdom of God will be a great time for the trees. Psalm 96, verse 9. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. The word righteously in verse 10 was translated from the Hebrew Meshar, giving an emphasis on equity. Verse 11. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. It is God who establishes equity, judgment, and righteousness when government officials tend to be focused solely on judgment. Today, government is focused on equity to the extent there is a government program to address equity. Because it is God who establishes equity, judgment, and righteousness, we need to exalt God. Psalm 99, verse 1. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinances that he gave them. Thou answerest them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy. Many of us read the book of Proverbs to give us insight in how to live our life. At the very beginning of the book is what today would be called a mission statement regarding the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David. And among all the reasons the Proverbs are given to us is in part to receive the instruction of equity. And equity will be part of what we see in the kingdom of God. Proverbs 1, verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity. To give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion, a wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. Proverbs also shows that with wisdom, we are better equipped to understand equity. But with wisdom, we will do what is expected of us by God. When we understand equity, we will better be able to understand righteousness and judgment. Proverbs 2, verse 1. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thy ear unto wisdom, and apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. When wisdom cries and puts forth her voice, wisdom will speak of excellent and right things. Proverbs 8, verse 1. Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of high places, by the way in the places of the paths. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in, at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. In verse 6, the words excellent and right are translated from that same Hebrew word, meshar. Even though these principles are true today, imagine how much greater principles of equity will be understood in the kingdom of God. We know that today, water seeks its own level, and equity is like when water seeks its own level. Take, for example, red wine in a glass. When that wine is swished around and the glass is set back down, eventually the wine will seek its own level. Equity creates a level playing field. And in the kingdom of God, won't it be wonderful when financial status does not define the haves and the have-nots? In the kingdom of God, doing what God expects is what determines what people will have. Proverbs 23, verse 31. Look not upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth its color in the cup, when it moveth itself aright. Isaiah writes of the Messiah, who we know as Jesus Christ, who is described as having wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, and the fear of the Lord. It is Jesus Christ who does not reign using the five senses, but who reigns with righteousness, judging the poor, who reigns with equity to reprove the meek of the earth. Imagine how incredibly different the kingdom of God will be when righteousness and equity are used to make decisions for the people of earth rather than what is humanly observable through the five senses. Isaiah 11, verse 1. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. In verse 4, the passage we just read, Strong's Hebrew word 4334, Mishur is used, meaning equity, agreement, even place, straight, upright. Mishur is used in multiple occasions and is translated into different English words. For instance, when we are told later in Isaiah in a millennial scene occurring long after John the Baptist that every valley will be exalted, every mountain and hill shall be made low, the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain, all of these describe the establishment of an even place using geographic concepts. And the word straight is translated from Mishur, Isaiah 40, verse 1. Comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her, that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. During the Feast of Tabernacles, as we do every year, we look to the kingdom of God, when life as we know it will be substantially different. Malachi describes how we are removed from clearly understanding this future reality because of the actions of those charged with the word of God, the priests. Malachi describes the then Levitical priesthood as having departed from the way and causing many people to stumble. Originally, the priests walked with God with peace and equity, but Malachi writes that this was no more. Imagine the kingdom of God when those entrusted with the word of God perfectly and righteously and with equity bring the result of life and peace to the people. In the kingdom of God, there will be no religious fraud, and because the priests reflect what God expects of people, the people will once again hold the priests with a level of respect. Malachi 2, verse 1. And now, O ye priests, this commandment is for you. If you will not hear, if you will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already, because you do not lay it to heart. Behold, I will corrupt your seed, and spread dung upon your faces, even the dung of your solemn feasts. And one shall take you away with it, and you shall know that I have sent this commandment unto you, that my covenant might be with Levi, saith the Lord of hosts. My covenant was with him of life and peace, and I gave to him for the fear wherewith he feared me, and was afraid before my name. The law of truth was in his mouth, and iniquity was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and equity, and did turn away many from iniquity. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. But ye are departed out of the way. Ye have caused many to stumble at the law. Ye have corrupted the covenant of Levi, saith the Lord of hosts. Therefore have I also made you contemptible and base before all the people, according as ye have not kept my ways, but have been partial in the law. Zechariah speaks of the two olive branches upon the right side of the candlestick, who are the two anointed ones who stand by the Lord. And in that time, Zechariah writes that before Zerubbabel, a great mountain will become a plain, with the word plain linked to the concept of equity. The kingdom of God will be a time of equity. Zechariah 4, verse 7. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain. He shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, grace unto it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hand shall also finish it. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts hath sent me unto you. For he who hath despised the day of small things, for they shall rejoice and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel with those seven. They are the eyes of the Lord which run to and fro through the whole earth. Then answered I, said unto him, what are these two olive trees upon the right side of the candlestick and upon the left side thereof? And I answered again and said unto him, what be these two olive branches which through the two golden pipes empty the golden oil out of themselves? And he answered me and said, knowest not what these be? And I said, no, my Lord. And then he said, these are the two anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole earth. In the Psalms, when it is written that the scepter of the kingdom of God is right scepter, that right scepter could also be translated as a scepter of equity. Psalm 45, verse 6. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. Thy scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Later in the Psalms, it is written that God's ways be known upon the earth, and that God's saving health be among all nations, with God judging the people righteously. And that phrase could be translated as God judging the people with equity. Psalm 67, verse 1. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Salah. That thy way may be known upon the earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Salah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Micah writes that in the last days, the mountain of the house of the Lord will be established in the top of the mountains and exalted above all the hills, showing that the kingdom of God will be established on earth. All nations will want to be part of the kingdom of God to learn from God. It will be so easy for the masses to see during this future time that God's ways work. Not everyone will be convinced that some nations will need to be rebuked, but this will not lead to war as instruments of war are fashioned into instruments of agriculture. During the kingdom of God, everyone will have the opportunity to live in equity, living in peace, and enjoying the results of their efforts. Micah 4, verse 1. But in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow unto it. And many nations shall come and say, come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths, for the law shall go forth of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among many people, and rebuke strong nations afar off. And they shall beat their swords in the plowshares, and their spears in the pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up a sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. But they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid, for the mouth of the Lord of hosts hath spoken it. This future kingdom of God will remind people of the prosperity that Israel enjoyed under Solomon, where people lived in peace and where people enjoyed the results of their efforts. Unlike what happened with Solomon, the kingdom of God will endure forever. 1 Kings 4, verse 21. And Solomon reigned over all kingdoms from the river unto the land of the Philistines and unto the border of Egypt. They brought presents and served Solomon all the days of his life. And Solomon's provision for one day was 30 measures of fine flour and 3 score measures of meal. 10 fat oxen and 20 oxen out of the pastures and 100 sheep, besides harts and roebucks and fallow deer and fatted fowl. And he had dominion over all the region on this side of the river from Tibshah even to Azah, over all the kings on this side of the river, and he had peace on all the sides round about him. And Judah and Israel dwelt safely, every man under his vine and under his fig tree, from Dan even to Beersheba, all the days of Solomon. Going back to Zechariah, Joshua the high priest is told of God's servant, the branch, a reference to Jesus Christ, who will rule the kingdom of God at the right hand of God. During this kingdom of God, there will be no evil to be found. Everything that might cause us to worry today will not be a worry in the kingdom of God. And through equity, all people will be considered a neighbor as all people live a life of peace, enjoying the results of their efforts. Zechariah 3, verse 8. Hear now, O Joshua the high priest, thou and thy fellow servants that sit before thee, for they are men wondered at, for behold, I will bring forth my servant the branch. For behold, the stone that I have laid before Joshua, upon one stone shall be seven eyes. Behold, I will engrave the graving thereof, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will remove the iniquity of that land in one day. In that day, saith the Lord of hosts, shall you call every man his neighbor, under the vine and under the fig tree. There will even be equity among the animals during the kingdom of God. No more will there be predators and prey. The wolf and the lamb will feed together, and no animals will destroy. Today we hear reports of wild animals killing or harming people. In the kingdom of God, wild animals will live at peace with each other and with people. Isaiah 65, verse 17. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered, nor come into mind. But ye shall be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing and her people a joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy my people, and the voice of weeping shall no more heard in her, nor the voice of crying. There shall be no more thence an infant of days, nor an old man that hath not filled his days. For the child shall die 100 years old, but the sinner being 100 years old shall be accursed. And they shall build houses and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for trouble, for they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the bullock, and dust shall be the serpent's meat. They shall not hurt nor destroy, in all my holy mountain, saith the Lord. There will be equity among the people of the earth, as all nations flow to the kingdom of God to learn of God's ways. A time of peace will be ushered in, and having no use for weapons of war, these will become tools for farming. Isaiah 2, verse 2. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. And many people shall go and say, come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among the nations, and shall rebuke many people. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. In the kingdom of God, there will be equity in the land. Deserts will blossom and be like areas that receive enough rain. And no person will be considered to be less than another person. even people with disabilities will be treated with equity. Isaiah 35, verse 1. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not, behold your God will come with vengeance. Even God with a recompense, he will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. And the habitation of dragons where each lay shall be grass with reeds and rushes. From the very beginning, God intended for there to be equity, but sinful man cannot comprehend that. To assert dominance and define weakness, people learn to judge from a very young age. And in the kingdom of God, this type of judgment will cease, as all people will work for glory, honor, and peace, knowing there is no respect of persons with God. Romans 2, verse 1. Therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man, whomsoever thou art that judgest. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself, for thou that judgest doest the same things. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things, and doest the same that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasurest up thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds. To them who by patient continuance and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first and also of the Gentile. But glory, honor and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. For there is no respect of persons with God. With God, there is no respect of persons. And during this future time, people will have access to salvation unlike anything we see today. During the Feast of Tabernacles, we celebrate the kingdom of God and all the righteousness that God's way of life will bring to his kingdom, including the righteousness that is found in equity. Thank you for joining us today. God willing, we'll get together tomorrow again during the Feast of Tabernacles. Until then, thank you for joining us today.